Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate. A podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Hey guys, welcome back to the KP Podcast. We're coming to you from the Forum. I'm Pete, sitting here with Keith, and we've got special guest Matt Meyer today joining us. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, dude. Appreciate you being here. And Matt is with Essex Mortgage. And before we get into it today and kind of talk about why Matt's joining us, let's let him introduce himself and kind of talk to people about, you know, who you are, where you're coming from, kind of know a little bit about you, and then we'll kind of get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me, guys. As Pete said, my name is Matt Meyer. I'm the branch manager here in Chandler at Essex Mortgage, the first branch here in Arizona. I've been in the mortgage industry about 8 years now, just over 8 years, all in independent mortgage banking, all referral-based business. My background is I grew up in Michigan, so go blue. We got to kick off the season Saturday, and then went to college in North Carolina, got an engineering degree at Duke, and then have been in Arizona for over 20 years. My background before mortgage was teaching. I was a high school math teacher, so transitioned well into the financial side of things here.
Yeah. Overseeing some shenanigans in one place, that's some shenanigans in another place.
And I've got I've been married to my wife Carly for 12 years. We've got five kids at home, so
Kids.
It's a lot to manage everywhere I go.
No kidding, Keith. That's something to shoot for.
Yeah, I feel like I'm behind in the kid category.
I've got lots of time.
You know, Anna, if you're listening to this, you know, gear up, get ready, because we're going to have to put it into overdrive to catch up. So,
well, on that note, but Matt, before we move on here, so you said I grew up in Michigan.
Yes.
So you've got that and then went to Duke. So how's that work with the college teams then?
It's fine, except for when Michigan decides to have a good basketball team, right? It gives me the best of both worlds. I have college football with the home team, and then I have college basketball at the alma mater.
That's true.
You know, we don't talk about Duke football a whole lot.
There you go. I got ASU, so I just kind of
punched out a football team.
Yeah, all year round, you get it tough.
Yeah. At least we get to beat up on U of A mostly in football.
But. So we're pretty excited today to kind of give you a little brief synopsis of what we're going to chat about today. So stay tuned all the way through. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that Essex is doing to really reshape the lending world, if you will, with some of the partnerships. So this is the big reason why we had you on today, was just talking about what the heck are they doing that is changing the game, both for the real estate industry and the mortgage industry. But before we go in depth into those big changes, those big draws, let's talk about the current market. Like, where are we sitting? What's our rate environment like right now? Pete and I, we've been talking about it, you know, every couple of weeks. We always touch on rate. We always touch on the market, the economy, where we're sitting. But another big piece of having you as an experienced lender here with us is just hearing what you've seen over the last, 6 months to a year of this rate change and just today's current market environment.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. Been a crazy 4 months, really. So things went obviously up really quickly, really fast in the earlier part of the year, throughout late spring, early summer. And then we've actually seen a good stabilizing impact on rates, right? So I think some of the Fed, right, they continue to mess with the bond market. And it's always important to remember, right, we have the Fed and what they say, and then we have the bond market and mortgage-backed securities, how they respond, which then impacts our rate sheet. So it's not always a direct correlation, i.e. the Fed says we're going to raise rates, or they did raise rates more than people expected. It actually had a positive impact on mortgage rates that day, because the bond market believes in the Fed's ability to actually impact and fight inflation. So we'll see how that continues to unfold, but it's good to be in a stabilizing place, because we spent, 2-3 months like chasing our tails, and every time you promised a rate, tomorrow it was worse.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be able to give people predictability as they go shopping for their homes.
Yeah. And I think that that's key for everyone listening out there, as we've touched on that before. It's, hey guys, we didn't need the rates to come down. I mean, we were off super low rates to begin with. What we needed was to stabilize, because I think, Matt, this was the fastest move we've seen in rates in such a short period, like just, going from, mid threes to up over six in a matter of months, you know, whatever it was, 6 months or less. Well, that's,
we had 5+ years of artificially low, right? Yeah. We were holding Fed fund rates at zero for so, so long. Yeah. Like at some point, a pop like what we experienced this year was going to happen. It just
was inevitable.
Just happened to happen this year while we were also getting 30% year over year appreciation.
Yeah. you got a little of that. But I do think too, before we move on, that last part, guys, that we've talked about before, which is, you know, it's not a direct correlation, but it's largely what the expectations are. And so, you know, the rates as we're seeing it here on the real estate side, because it's just like what you said, you saw the Fed raise rates and then they actually, the mortgage rates came down. Well, you know, what we've talked about on the show before is that, you know, the bond market or the mortgage market is tend to front run. Hey, what are we expecting rates to do? What are we expecting the Fed to do if we think they're going to keep raising? Well, those rates are going up a lot of times in anticipation. Yep. And so then if it's, well, maybe we're not going to raise all the way to that, you know, you can actually see what we saw, which is Fed raise rates and mortgage rates and things actually came down.
Yeah. And I would say, let's touch on another component of that. It's the origination versus the refinance structure a little bit as well, right? Because you've seen not only rates shift, but the rates shifting has caused dramatic impact in the mortgage business as a whole. Tell me what that, like what the difference has been for you personally from, you know, a year ago or even 6 months ago in the refi situation to what it is today.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot. I mean, a lot less refis. There's still some strategic refis out there, but most of the cash out debt consolidation stuff is being done through HELOCs just because of the ability to manage that a little bit easier. And, you know, it was really attractive to do a rate, a full cash out refi when you could get a rate in the fours still.
Yeah.
Or even better at times in the last, you know, 24 months. So, you know, we're seeing people that, you know, again, we're not seeing the refi business. It's purchase business. It's people becoming homeowners. And it's really purchases that are driven by need and life circumstance more than it is speculation.
Right. You're not getting the extra ones. And like you said, if it's not necessary for what they're trying to do, you're probably not seeing a lot right now is what I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think this is kind of also leads us into the next part, which is kind of the meat of why we want to chat with you today and see all the changes is just hit the elephant in the room, I guess. Why Essex? Like out of everything that you could go to, out of all the partnerships, when I first heard about Essex, I was like, I don't know who Essex is. And I do a lot of research and I found, they're a decent sized big company, but they're not one of your big giant fish in the industry.
They've been around for a long time, which is always great. Right. So I actually wasn't looking. This kind of found me. Which was really, you know, a cool way that kind of got put together. But when I was researching Essex, the things that I loved about Essex was that they give you a good amount of flexibility and control at the branch level and, you know, understand, hey, we're going to hire people who know how to do this business and we're going to put them in place and empower them to do that and do that well without, you know, some of the unnecessary red tape that sometimes comes with your larger banks, both from like a compliance underwriting, you know, just everything takes longer the bigger you get and it's harder to get access to the resources you need to really grow your business in your marketplace. So that was a thing that I really, really liked about them. Again, the same CEO that founded the company, you know, is still sitting as a CEO. That's so good. It's, you know, 35 years later, whatever we are now. So, you know, it's a really cool story and they have, you know, a great array of products in-house non-QM, which makes it a lot easier than brokering that out. Still have all the direct tickets so you can still service, you know, the clients that way. National DPA, you know, those of you guys here in Arizona, we didn't have DPA for a number of months this year.
That's right.
Right. But these guys never skipped a beat. Right. Wow. So it's stuff like that where, again, providing predictable service levels was important. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for me was the model. Right. So Roland, the CEO, being as generous as he is, actually the ability to share in the profitability of the servicing portfolio was a massive game changer because I wanted to go somewhere where I can build my business and my career for the long haul, right? And having that residual type of income stream because of the way that they share in the profits of the servicing. That's a great model that I actually was asking for, and hadn't found anyone that said yes to.
And that's what, as far as we know, right? If I'm right, guys, that this is the first company that's doing that.
I mean, I don't know 100%. I think they have other. I've seen
some out there. I just don't. It's
not to this scale.
Not in the independent mortgage space, you know, as much.
Yeah, and I think I remember chatting with you a little bit about it off air about how. Your region is like one of the first ones in Essex to really launch this awesome program, which is, you know, super dramatic and super cool to, you know, be a part of that. And I know, you know, with us at KP, we're a part of you guys as our partners, and that's a huge component of that. And so what you're saying, though, is it's not just, you know, that servicing rev share, if you will, from the whole portfolio. It's beyond that. It's the LOs get a piece of that.
Correct.
The branch managers get a piece. Tell me like that. That's insane.
When I look at my team in a compressing market and to have the ability to go somewhere where not only is there a place for them to come grow their business, but that they can, you know, going to stack that servicing year over year. Right. So I've got a couple of great loan officers that this is going to change the trajectory of their career compared to what it's always been in the past, which, you know, unfortunately has been a lot of, you know, prima donnas that come up, they make money and then they go get a signing bonus and then they do it again for 2 years. And they, you know, this is like the more profitable you make the branch and the better business you write and the you grow your business the right way through right partnerships and right referrals, you're going to actually have a really beautiful thing at the end of all of that.
Yeah.
It's not, let me go see how I can grow my transaction count and use the bank as my punching bag while I do it for myself and then move on to the next guy. This is come stay, the longevity. Another thing I loved about vetting this company is the amount of people who have been here for a very long time. It says a lot about the culture and the way that they treat people and the way they do business.
Yeah. And so they're almost, like you said, they're invested in this thing for the long term because they're getting a piece of that pie with it, which is huge.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that also brings me to another piece, right? Like the servicing component was so cool for the business and the branch, but one of the big draws that we had at KP Elite of coming in and finding a way to partner was a different unique value proposition that we didn't even know existed at one point. And meeting with, you know, upper management and a lot of people at the regional level and with you talking about that partnership and what it can mean for teams like us, if you will, on the growth factor of the branch. So can you touch on that a little bit?
So it's actually really cool. Again, Essex is the mortgage bank, the more revenue sharing model that's partnered with it, that where our partnership was formed. Mm-hmm. What that allows us to do is really create an opportunity for real estate teams like yourselves or brokerages or just even like high producing individuals to potentially share in the profitability of the branch while helping the branch grow. So it's a growth trajectory and it's really, I mean, once I dug into it and I was like, my first reaction was like, that you can't do that. And then you start digging into it and you start understanding it and it goes, oh my God, this is genius. This is why isn't everybody doing this? And, you know, I'm glad they aren't.
Right? glad they aren't. I mean,
and I don't want to skip over that. So everybody out there, guys, if you're team leaders, brokerage owners, and you're hearing this, I mean, talk about a way to be aligned, right? Like you are both now invested in, and maybe that's not the right word, but you're both working together, if you will. You're both aligned in growing this business, growing the branch while you're growing your team. And so now, rather than just having a quote unquote vendor or a partner, you've got somebody where you guys are, you know, you're all pushing the same way and you're aligned with the same, in the same direction to make this thing grow because everybody is kind of a part of that now.
Well, and I think before that, for all of us, I mean, we were bouncing from MSA to MSA and, dealing with all these clunky components, or even a JV, which everybody looks at a JV as like, oh, that's the pinnacle of where we want to be. But it's like you have to have, right? And it's like you have all of these compliance restrictions. You have all of these things with being an owner of something, right? And then on top of it, you're investing a ton of money into that ownership as well that may not ever be profitable or may not ever have success. And then you have to pay for all the management of it. This partnership that, you know, we've been presented with, you know, partnering with Essex, opened up a door where we could just grow the branch and not worry about investing in the company, not worry about, you know, fronting all this money to help do something halfway. We truly just become partners in a huge growth vision.
And we've got a stable bank that's the engine to do it.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yeah. With a big servicing portfolio. Yeah. Like, so it's a cool partnership in the way that it's been structured. And I don't know, we didn't actually talk about this, but I'm sure you guys and your agents and your team, right? You know, as a whole, the industry, real estate realtors were ahead of us in the commission compression, right? And facing that battle and trying to navigate that piece. And we're feeling it in the lending side. And so to be able to go, how about we lock arms and we figure out how to all make more money for our teams together? It was pretty cool.
Or just push through this environment, you know, like when times are getting a little tough, if we're able to link together and work together to help stabilize our careers.
It's cool.
And really integrate that real estate side with the mortgage side, you know, where there's communication and support levels that go beyond any, like we said, MSA or just mere partnership.
Yep.
Because now you're all kind of, You're all kind of aligned in there together.
Yeah, I think the coolest part, touching on our partnership directly, well, you know, here at KP, is we have more agent and lender supporting the client more than we've ever seen before. Like they're doing buyer consultations together and more efficiently because they're aligned in the same focus and the same growth plan. That is incredibly cool. Like I've never had a chance where an LOA and a transaction coordinator are just good friends and good communicators in a way like this, to where you have an easy access to a great resources, you know? And so when you're aligned, it helps that growth phase tremendously.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes life easier, the process simpler for all of your clients, which is huge.
Which
that's the end goal.
And that's what I was going to say. That leads to better service, better outcomes for these clients, which means more business for everybody involved. So you've got happier clients getting stuff done, which means more business for everybody in there. It's win-win-win.
So I know we have that partnership and we've launched this, and that's something really cool. But tell me, what does this mean for, you know, other teams or other brokerages that are, you know, maybe asking questions right now, like, well, what the heck? How do I do this? Who can do this? What does this mean for them?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a matter of, right, whether you're a team lead, a brokerage owner, you know, again, even just an
influencer,
high producing team influencer, if you can drive business and grow a branch and help us grow that, that individual silo that you are responsible for, then that's going to make it so that really anybody can do it. It's just, you have to be able to have that skill set or have that influence. And then in terms of what it means for them, the ability to go and do real estate business the way that you've always done it. You can even bring your partners. Like, we'll hire them. Like, we'll grow with them.
Right.
This isn't a how do I get more referral partners grab. This is like, how do we help you grow your business? We don't want to infringe on like the tried and true that you have. I'm sure a lot of those types of teams have great lending partners. So let's figure out how we can all get in the room together and go make everybody some money.
Right. Because and that's huge. That's a good point. I mean, that's an incredible point. So you've got a loan officer that you got a relationship that you love working with. That loan officer is probably going to want to hear about this too, because that's better for them.
Yes.
And so it's like, hey, let's go to both of us, talk to them and see, because this is something that's going to help both.
That's crazy, because I'm just thinking about that concept right now. Is any other time we ever wanted to make a change for an MSA, we're switching our lender partner entirely. Like, it's a 100% move in every way.
Which is, how hard is that to do when you grow an agent team to 40, 50 agents,
Oh,
right?
My God,
and
yeah.
The amount
yeah.
of lending partners you have to manage.
Mm-hmm. So if you could maintain that relationship, but also reap the benefits of growing something bigger and creating wealth and opportunity through that, that's unprecedented. And I think that's crazy. So, yeah.
And then that business development person, the real estate team or broker that's helping us grow, that all that servicing that they don't have to know anything about or right. worry about or do anything expert, for. Yeah. Like that's mailbox money next year.
Wait, so hold on. You're saying that the business development leader also gets to have a piece in the growth of that servicing portfolio as well?
That's correct.
That's insanity.
And guess what? Don't tell the LO, but that means the LO brings in refis when rates do drop in the next couple of years at some point, right? Guess like you make the profitability. You're partners. You're not transaction back scratching buddies.
Just vendor.
No,
right?
growing a company.
Exactly. It's not a vendor. It's a partner.
So guys, I want to talk to you, like I said, for the team owners, the brokerage owners, the influencers out there. We've talked on this podcast before about, hey, you are working in this industry. There are other services, other ancillary things that are going along with it, other streams of revenue. And in order to keep growing your business and make it and in this industry, you have to have those multiple streams of income and you have to keep growing them. And this is a piece that, wasn't there before, really. Certainly not like this. Yeah. And so now you've got another piece, another thing to leverage to add to your business as you're growing it that's going to allow you to keep getting to that next level. And this is huge. And so we saw, if I can compare it, we saw some of this where we are at eXp, where they started changing on the real estate side and they said, hey, what if we start giving some of these agents revenue share? What if they participate in the equity plan? What if we've got, ICOM programs where they can work here essentially for free, et cetera? They started doing these things. And now you look at them, they're the fastest growing, soon to be largest, real estate company in the world. And now you've got Essex trying to do, a similar thing here on the mortgage side. So, I mean, what do you guys think? I think as far as going in the mortgage industry, going forward, I think we're in the early stages of seeing this shift here.
I agree. And I think, again, why I do this or why what was so attractive about this is it flips the model, right? So it used to be, or traditionally is, that everything flows to the bank. Like the bank makes the biggest piece.
Kind of like the brokerage was making all the money, right?
Right. And so when it takes somebody that's innovative enough and also
humble enough
and generous enough to go, hey, I'm gonna flip this and I'm gonna give 90% of the profit of my servicing book back to the field. Like that's
90%.
Yeah, he keeps 10 because he should. Right.
Yeah.
We're grateful for it. But that's an incredible thing that's not happening anywhere else.
And it takes a lot of courage on his end because it's got to work. At the end of the day, it's like, hey, if I'm doing this, then yes, we can help so many other people. And by doing that, this thing is going to grow. So like we say, it's, the pie grows bigger for everybody. If we share it back like that, then the whole pie gets bigger.
Well, and we saw using that as a trajectory model, eXp started doing that. It took a few years for it to catch fire. Mm-hmm. But once it did, like you said, it's the fastest growing company in the world in the real estate marketplace. Yep. That is incredible. And they're probably, we're going to EXPCon soon. We may start to hear a little bit more of that trajectory view again. But in the next year or two, maybe even less, it might be the absolute biggest company in the real estate world that we know.
And again, speaking of our real estate folks out there, and I know it's not, one's mortgage, one's real estate. So it's not, one-to-one, but it's a similar approach concept.
Yeah.
And when you look at eXp right now in this industry where the market has shifted and we've got other brokerages that are not profitable, they're losing money, they're laying people off. eXp has none of that. They are profitable. There's money in the bank and they're growing like crazy, even in this environment.
Yeah.
So what does that go to show you for their model and this concept that we're talking about? It works.
And one thing I want to just add real quick to make sure we're clear is that any of these team leaders that are out there listening, you don't have to be at eXp in order to partner with
Absolutely
Essex.
Not. Yeah.
There's no requirements. Mm-hmm. This isn't like the partnership isn't at that level. It's literally at the branch level.
Yeah.
You've got a good home and a brokerage you like. Like this is not an eXp pitch. This is how do you take what you're doing and what you've built and leverage it to make more money and to serve more people and to that'll actually translate into more income for your team more than for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a great point, Matt. And so, yeah, just to be clear, like Matt was saying out there, we're using it as an example of what to equate one model to the other. But yeah, that's a great point. You do not have to be at, this is not an EXP thing. You do not have to be at EXP. You can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Any brokerage works to do this with Essex. So that's a good point out there.
I guess at the end of the day, we're looking at this thing as this could reshape the lending world 100%. As a whole. We might be talking about this 2 years from now saying it might not be this exact model. I think that's the thing we talked about a lot is it's the start of a different path. You know, it's a fork in the road to where change needs to occur to help grow both for the consumers and for the individuals working in this environment. So it may look different in 2 years, but I mean, honestly, from what we're looking at, it's going to be along these lines. I think that's the difference is it's going to be around this threshold and it's going to be exciting to see it grow. And some of the early adopters and the teams and brokerages that partner with this early on, the sky's the limit, you know, as the years go on.
Yeah. I agree.
Cool. That's exciting, man. That's awesome. So if people have questions, want to reach out, what's the best way? Well, I guess we can have them go. Let's have them send any inquiries, guys, to questions at KP Elite AZ. We'll make sure that anything gets forwarded to Matt. If you want to talk to us about what it looks like on our side, certainly welcome there. Any questions you guys have for Matt and Essex, send them the questions at KP Elite AZ on the show here. We'll make sure that those get over to Matt and we'll kind of take it from
there. We'll definitely have you tagged and I know you'll be able to push this out and share it with all your friends, family, and followers as well. So just connect with Matt, you know, through our socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and any podcast that you're listening on. Connect with Matt and talk to him about future opportunities if that's something that you want to look at. And he can answer all those questions. I know you're more than willing to sit down with anyone just like you did with us. So
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, everybody listening today. And we will see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Thanks.